You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
All right, so it is the 18th of January 2020. JLB coming to you from Chiang Mai, Thailand. And as many of you know, but as many of you don't, Chiang Mai has been my dream destination for several years now, with the reason being that this is the Mecca for so-called digital nomads. And there's a summit here once a year. It's now, I think this is its sixth summit right now as we speak, this weekend. So for 6 years they've been having this summit, but even before that, there were more and more people coming to Chiang Mai to work on their online businesses or to learn how to do online business. And one of the reasons for that is because Chiang Mai is a city, it's developed, it's got everything you need, but it's not as expensive, it's not as developed or as expensive as Bangkok. And in the past, it was fairly easy to stay here for long periods of time. These days, it's not as easy, it can be done, but they're a bit more strict on their visa regulations and these kinds of things. But the point is, this part of the world has developed like a reputation as a place for people who want to either learn how to make money on the internet and then do it, or for people who are already making money on the internet and they want to come and network with other people and have like a little community, that kind of thing. So when I first heard about the whole digital nomad concept, the DN, I'll call it from now on, the DN concept a few years ago, I thought, man, that sounds really cool. And I had a YouTube channel, which I first started YouTubing back in 2014. And back with a podcast, a weekly live stream podcast, the ARP. And then my YouTube channel, the actual channel, I believe I first uploaded a video in, might have been February 2015, don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure it was 2015. In fact, I think it was to do with the TransAsia event. So whenever the hell that was. When was the TransAsia event? Let's look that up right now. Let's look it up right now. TransAsia event. Let's check it out. Why are you giving me search results in Thai? They were in English yesterday. Hey, anyway, it doesn't matter. Come on, TransAsia. All right, TransAsia crash. Why is Google messing with me? I tell you what, man. Here we go. TransAsia Airways Flight 235, February 4, 2015. So there you go. So it would have been February 2015 I first started uploading videos. So I started off doing the live streams, and then I got into making videos. And then in 2016, I got a job working in sales, let's call it that. And 2016 was also the year where, you know, I made some videos saying that Flat Earth is not true and all these kinds of things. And, I started getting attacked quite a lot for that by the Flat Earthers and all this kind of thing. And I got a real insight into what we're dealing with here with humans. With one, working in sales and everything you learn in that business, that industry, and then also dealing with the Flat Earthers, who up until that time had been very nice to me, because I'd been nice to them, and all this kind of thing. So anyway, fast forward, and I'm working with this guy in sales, and he tells me about all these people in Thailand making all this, well, not making lots of money, but making enough money to live, and just working, like just doing really weird-sounding online business. For instance, write an ebook on how to raise koi fish. You can get to the top Google search result on how to raise koi fish. None of us are going to get to the top search result for best dentist in New York, okay? That, to be the number one in that Google search term, we can't afford that. And, you know, even if we wanted to, it's not going to happen. But you can organically, potentially, become the number one search result for a niche subject, such as how to raise koi fish, where to buy the best motorcycle helmet, these kinds of Google search results. You want to be in the number one spot. Number two or three is still okay, but ideally you want to be number one, because then people click, they can read your article if you write it properly, then you can link to an Amazon affiliate marketing account of yours, and you know, I recommend this helmet, and then you get a cut. Now, that's just one example of the online money that people were making here in Chiang Mai, but it gives you an idea. So this is what my mate Bobby will call in. This is what Bobby was telling me was going on in Thailand. Now, by this stage, I'd already interviewed Eric Dubé. I'd even bought his book, The Flat Earth Conspiracy. And that was all in 2015, of course. So, in 2016, I find out how there's people in Thailand, and they're coming up with obscure businesses to make money on the internet, to live in a low-cost living country and enjoy life, right? I'm like, wow, that's all pretty full-on. Well, you know what? I've already got a YouTube channel, and I've already built a small audience of people who check out my videos on pretty niche stuff. And then it clicked in my mind, hold on, Eric Dubé, I'm not saying that this is why he came to Thailand, or that he's not genuine in what he says and does, I don't know. But this is a guy who has made a lot of money selling ebooks and this kind of thing in Flat Earth, a niche topic. So I already knew of a successful test case, doing exactly what Bobby was telling me can be done in Thailand. And I'm like, wow, I wonder if I could potentially turn my YouTube channel into some kind of revenue stream that would allow me to one day become one of those people who goes to Chiang Mai. And so that's what I set about doing. And so at the end of 2016, I launched the membership section of johnlebon.com. So up until that point, I'd already released, 50 podcasts, maybe more. Probably, actually, no, more than that. 50 for ARP, plus maybe another 10 or 20 on my own channel. So there's maybe 60, 70 podcasts, including a chat with old mate Russian Vids. Yeah, he once came on the show. And then, of course, all the interviews I did in Baller Skeptic. I mean, it could have been 100 podcasts by the time I actually did launch the membership section. I can't remember. The point is, I've released all of this material, tons and tons and tons of free material. I've been doing it, started off just as a hobby, as a passion. You know, when you find out the TV is lying, it's very easy to become, you know, like, you want to do something about this. You want to make videos and do podcasts and this kind of thing. So anyway, so I was like, all right, I'm going to launch this membership section on my website. All right, I'll still put out free videos, but I'm going to launch the membership section. Now, I didn't know a thing about online business. I knew a little bit about sales and marketing from having worked a so-called real job in sales. And I've come to learn, wow, there's this whole field of what you might call psychology or sociology or what have you to do with how do you market your product. It doesn't matter if you've got the best product. That's not how you get the sale. There's more to sales than being the best. And I learned that in sales. Because sometimes what I was selling in sales, I had the superior service or product to sell, and yet the person I was speaking with wouldn't take the sale, even though it's objectively better. They won't take it. Then there's other times you talk to someone, and what you're offering, what I was offering, what my company could offer them was objectively no better, maybe slightly better here, but then slightly worse there, and like objectively, there's no way you could say it was better. You might even subjectively say what I was offering was worse, but people would take the sale. Now, why the hell is that? Well, this is what I'm talking about. It's all to do with this idea of psychology and just the way that we as humans work. We, not just the customers, but we as people. But I knew I had a lot more to learn, and so the last 3 years, man, from the end of 2016 through to the end of 2019, has been 3 years of learning, slowly but surely, more and more about people, about myself, about business, online business especially, content creation, all of these things. And now I'm here in Chiang Mai. The dream has become reality. Just today I was at the Nomad Summit Conference. This is a place I used to imagine in my mind. I used to visualize it. So I left that sales job and I went to a different job, just a basic admin job, man. Brain dead work. So I'm working that job, plus I'm doing the YouTube, trying to build the website, build up the revenues so that one day it will be sufficient to leave Australia. I'm doing those things, I'm trying to stay relatively fit, you know what I mean? And so what am I doing to visualize? Like, and I was living in a house that I probably shouldn't have lived in for so long. Like, the people there were nice enough, but, you know, if you don't really have any fundamental commonalities with people, maybe it's not good to spend too much time living with them and all these kinds of things. So how did I, like, motivate? How did I encourage myself to just keep doing it, just keep working and trying to save? Keep working on the website, trying to build it. Keep trying to stay in some, at least, basic physical health so that when you go traveling, you don't have to worry about that. Well, I used to visualize coming to Chiang Mai. I mean, there were people in my real life who, if they ever heard me speak about any of this, like they would mispronounce Chiang Mai. Where are you going? Where do you want to go? Chiang Mao. Chiang Mai, you know what I mean? Like, and then, of course, there's people online who not only don't believe in me, they want to see me fail. You know what I mean? They go out of their way to leave nasty comments and to talk shit about me publicly and privately. You do what I do online, and there's just a ton of people who, in their mind, they truly want to see me fail, right? And some of you listening, you can relate to this in your own life. You know, whether it's to do with sport or work or social situations, You know what it's like to have some people who, for whatever reason, want to see you fail. Well, imagine being in my situation as such a controversial YouTuber and podcaster and an article author. You've all seen it. Some of you listening right now might be some of my haters. Those of you who are not my haters, you can see what's going on. Like, the amount of hatred and hope for failure that comes your way is just through the roof. But of course, it all comes with the territory. And so to be this weekend at this conference, Thursday night, I went out with a guy who was going to the conference. I met him at an event on Wednesday. Last night, I go to the pre-event mixer. I meet a really cool dude. We're out till 3 o'clock in the morning, which is probably silly. I missed the first lecture today, the first presentation at the summit. And then to go to the summit today, to go to the conference today, you know, they said there was 400. I should have counted the number of seats, like the rows and the columns. Like, I should have counted to see how many were there. I think they said 400. Off the top of my head, I reckon it'd be closer to 300. But I don't know, maybe it was 400. It's difficult to say. I didn't count, like I said. But we're talking a lot of people. The presentations I was expecting to be terrible, they were terrific. One presentation was by a girl who learned how to code, and now that's her job. And she showed the timeline it took her to learn. She was like, yeah, it takes time. You can't just take up coding and make money tomorrow. It doesn't work that way. However, it's a lot easier than you think. And here are all the problems people have why they assume they can't do it. Now, I'm not planning to be a coder, but I just appreciated the message that she was sharing. It's like, you can learn how to do things. And we all have this idea that you can't. And let me show you what I've done. And she was very impressive in her presentation. In terms of her knowledge, in terms of the delivery, you know, giving presentations from 300 people is difficult, especially on a topic like that. Because you want people to go to sleep. And the moment you start being technical, people are going to go to sleep, aren't they? But she was all right. But I'm sitting there thinking, well, I don't want to be a coder, but let's see what else people... By the way, like I said, I enjoyed that presentation overall. And then the next guy gets up there, and he's an author, and he's explaining how he sells books online, and he's explaining how he gets people to leave positive reviews for his books. Real people, he's not paying for them. And he's explaining how he uses SEO, and he explains how he's using a mailing list. Some of the stuff he said I knew, some of the stuff he said I was like, damn, I should have been doing that a long time ago. That's ingenious. Fantastic. Another guy gets on there, he's an SEO expert, but he also flips businesses. This is a field that I know, well, until today I knew nothing about. Now I want to investigate it more and learn more, but he was talking about more SEO tricks that I'm going to be trying to test out. Like, I don't know what are the main keywords that lead Google searches to my website. I don't know that. Turns out it's very easy to find this stuff out. And once you have the information, then you can say, right, Google's not helping me on 95% of my pages. But on 5% of my pages, Google is helping me. I'm going to use that help and leverage that into helping the rest of the site, right? And I was like, man, this guy, I'm liking what this guy's saying. And then the next guy gets up there, and the next guy, and like out of the 5 or 6 presentations that I saw, there wasn't a single bad one. There wasn't a single one that was as bad as I was expecting. They were all positive. They were all good in their own way. Some of them terrific overall. Some of them just good overall, but it was good. In between all the presentations, you're chatting with people. Oh, yeah, where are you from? What are you up to? Da-da-da-da-da. Most of the people there aren't genuine digital nomads. They might be digital. They might make their money online, but they're not moving around, which is smart. You shouldn't be moving around. It's the last 12 months has been full on, man. It's been absolutely full on. I really shouldn't have done that, but oh well. So some of them are digital, but they're not nomadic. Some of them are traveling around, but they're not really making money online. They're not making much. I was expecting that, but I did meet a few people, and they know what they're doing. They're making cash online. There are others out there, and that's just cool to talk to people who, you know, who know what it's like to try and have a business and travel around low cost of living countries. You know, it's just been cool. I've really enjoyed it. Now there's an after party tonight which I'll be going to. I'd be there now, but I'm doing a load of washing. I'm out of clothes, so I've got a load of washing going. So once that's all dry, I'll chuck some clothes on and head down to the old after party. That should be sweet. And then there's workshops over the next couple of days. Problem is, man, UFC 246 is on it from 9 till 1 o'clock tomorrow, which is when half of the you know, presentations are on tomorrow. I'm like, well, what am I meant to do? So I'm going to miss a little bit of the summit because I want to go and watch the fight. But then they've got workshops on Monday, and I think they've got stuff going through till Tuesday. So it's a multi-day event, today being the biggest day, of course. And I've already got more than my money's worth out of attending this thing. And overall, like, the main thing is, this was a dream, guys. This was a dream. When I was just a YouTuber with a couple thousand subscribers, just working a regular crappy job, leading, for the most part, a regular crappy life, I thought, man, can you make money online? Even in a niche like mine, a niche as crazy as mine. I'm saying dinosaurs are a hoax. I'm saying the earth is not a spinning ball. But I'm not throwing my my opinions in with the big, you know, the big people, the flat earthers and their conferences and making money, which, by the way, good luck to them. But I'm not just going to jump on that bandwagon. I'm going to stick to what I'm doing, which is, this is my opinion, here's why. I'm a skeptic, and that's a tiny little niche, a skeptic who goes so far he says dinosaurs are fake. Are you kidding me? That's a crazy niche, man. Can you make money doing that? Can I make money telling the world my opinions on these things? Yeah, I'm not making that much money. I'm making just enough to get by. But the point is, it can be done, and I've done it. And it's now 12 months, man, on the road. And so to all of you out there listening, if you're a member of johnlebon.com, thank you very much. If you've ever been a member in the past, but you've left for whatever reason, thank you very much. To those of you who've supported what I've done in any way at all over the last few years, I can't say how much I appreciate it. It's full on. It's full on. I was there at the summit, man. I got a photo next to the banner, like the big banner I have. And I was sitting there thinking, this is insane that this has actually happened. I used to jog down to the local park to do my exercise, and I'd be imagining this. One day I'll be looking at the sun, not here in Brisbane, in Chiang Mai, right? One day I won't be waking up tomorrow morning to go to work and then sit in an office in front of a computer and do the same task 300 times today. That's not going to be the case, man, no. I'm going to be making podcasts about whatever I want. That's what I'm going to be doing, yeah. And it's happened. It's happened. And so some of you believed that I could and would do this. Some of you didn't know I was trying to do this. Some of you wanted to see me fail. Some of you still want to see me fail. Some of you truly hope that things turn out bad for me. And you know who you are. Well, to all of you, I wish nobody any harm. Nobody. I don't want to see harm happen to anybody. Why would I wish that? The world can be a beautiful place if you want it to be. And you can achieve things if you want to achieve things. And if you try and achieve things and you tell people your goals and your dreams, some of them are going to try and shoot that down. And then even when you've achieved some of what you wanted to achieve, people are going to hope you lose that you fail. That's just part of the world that we're in. That's just how it is. That's just the nature of this realm. But the fact that I'm standing here today, recording this Fakeologist audio chat while my clothes are in the washing machine, and I'm drinking a Leo, getting ready to go out to this after party, where I'm going to catch up with dudes I've already met, cool dudes, who we've been staying out till 3 or 4 o'clock the last few nights. Plus, I'm going to meet a whole bunch of other people as well, no doubt. The fact that this has all happened, it's proof that you can achieve what you want to achieve, because for all of the people who hate and who want to see a failure, yes, that's true. There are other people who do want to see success, and they want to see goodness, and they want to support people trying to do good things. And I want to say a big thanks to that second group, especially. I don't wish any harm on the first group. My haters, I don't hate you, and I don't want harm to happen to you. I wish no harm on you, no matter what you wish for me. But to those of you who support this, I can't thank you enough, and I hope you've enjoyed the ride. Now, what comes next? What comes next? I don't know. I don't know, man. I was sitting there today, all these thoughts racing through my head, all these ideas. I can see why people get addicted to these conferences. Some people go to these conferences all the time, like business conferences, SEO conferences, travel conferences. People get addicted to these conferences. I can see why, because when you're sitting there, your mind has all these, you're imagining, I could do this and I could do that, and it's like you get to live in your own head. You get to live the dreams while you're sitting there at the conference. You know, I can see why these things are so popular. I think that's one of the reasons why. So I've got a bunch of ideas about what might be next for me. I'm not 100% certain. But the important thing is, man, I could close up this laptop, pack up my bags, and catch a plane to Melbourne, to Brisbane, to London, get a normal job, live a normal life. And I'll be able to say, yeah, I wanted to do something. It took a lot of time and effort and sacrifice, but I did it. And now it's done. And I'm very happy about that. So we'll see. We'll see what the future holds. I can't say for certain, but I'm looking forward to it. I hope that you guys are as well. And I want to say a big thanks to abafakeologist.com in many ways, an inspiration for me in many ways. And a big thanks to everyone who supports him as well. That's one of the cool things about being at a conference like this. It's a whole bunch of people who understand that value means something. Just so different to the conspiracy subculture where you've got all these people who demand stuff for free. You know what I mean? As if I would ever walk up to someone and say, whatever you're good at, you owe me. I'd never do such a thing. But in the truth sense, it's like, well, you're the best at making videos about that topic. You owe me now. Fuck you. Get fucked. Pardon my language. So we're going to wrap it up right there, right now, on the 18th of January, 2020. JLB coming to you from Chiang Mai, beautiful Chiang Mai, Thailand. Big thanks once again to Abafakeologist for all the work that he's done and for facilitating these calls. and for making his website possible. We can come and use it and chat whenever we want. And I like to use it because I can't, if I record this, I'll be like, oh, I don't have time to edit it, I'll edit it tomorrow, and then when I listen back, I'll be like, oh, no, I want to re-record it, and I get too pedantic. I come in, I live stream this, that's it. It's up. It's all there. I don't need to worry about it. And this is like my little marker, yeah. I'm the guy who talks about media fakery. I've made a business out of it, and now I'm hanging out with other people who have businesses online, and it's phenomenal. It's a beautiful thing. So, January 18, 2020. Big thanks once again to everybody who has helped this in any way, and I hope you will enjoy your weekend. As for tomorrow, who's my prediction? Look, man, I think it's rigged, man. Come on. You know, the Connor train is back in town, man. Come on. You know what I mean? I think they're going to rig it. I think it's rigged, man. A little bit. I don't mean as in, like, they're telling Cerrone to take a fall, but I think, like, they've made this match because they think that McGregor's going to win. Do you know what I mean? That's what I... But I don't know, then. I don't know, because everyone thought that McGregor was going to beat Nate Diaz. And then Nate finished him, didn't he? So, yeah, I don't know. It'll be an exciting fight, though. I'm not going to be betting on this one. I can't. From a pure fighting perspective, I think Cerrone's a huge chance. He's a bigger natural body than McGregor. And McGregor's been out for how long? 2 years? It's a lot of time to be out of the game, man. Meanwhile, Cerrone's been fighting every 3 months. The dude's a machine. So realistically, I would normally say, no, sir, I'm on the Cerrone bandwagon. But it's a business. The UFC is a business. It's a promotion. What's their future? You know what I mean? Their future's probably better off if the McGregor train's back in town. So, yeah, it's a tough one, guys. No prediction from me. UFC 246, no prediction. If I had to predict anything, maybe I'd predict a draw. If I had to predict anything, but I don't have to predict a thing. Other than, my washing's almost done. So, I'm out of here. Thank you, everybody. Until next time, remember, no more monkey business.
That's all, folks.